give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024. You know, I get so frustrated. Okay, I don't get your text message here. Is you guys aware of Bob the Koi Fish? Good for a laugh? Okay, don't know who that is. 734 area code downstate. One of the things that I'm going through these bills and I'm looking at, I'm realizing more and more that I contributed to a major part of all of this. Going back, looking back in retrospect to the November 2022 election, the midterm election, with all the things that were happening, a lot of people were disenfranchised over the Biden-Trump election results of the November 2020 presidential election. We had the lawsuit going here in Antrim County against Cheryl Guy, the clerk. Antrim County made headlines. The machines were exposed that they had the capabilities of being connected to the internet, if not by a internet Ethernet cable, a router. At least it had a cell phone modem, and the machines were able to be accessed remotely. We exposed all that. Skepticism started to take form. A lot of people felt, why bother to vote in 22 after what happened in 2020? And you know what? I contributed to a lot of that. I'm not saying the whole state, where 1.7 million people who voted in 2020 presidential election didn't bother to vote in November of 2022, the midterms. It was not that majority of people not voting was my fault, because historically, presidential election years always have a higher turnout than midterm elections. That's a historical fact. But there was a large portion of Republicans who voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in 2016, who voted for him again, even in bigger numbers in 2020, but he lost to Biden. And people got disenfranchised. Why bother? The machines are going to change my vote anyway. I don't even know if my vote's going to count. I don't even know how many fake dead people and people who no longer live in my county are going to have votes counting for them because of drop boxes, absentee ballots. So I'm not going to bother. In that process, Whitmer got reelected. Secretary of State Benson got reelected. Attorney General Dana Nessel got reelected. Proposal 3 passed. And the Democrats took back majority in both the state representatives, House of Representatives in Lansing, as well as the state Senate, something they had not done in 40 years. The last time Democrats had control of the state Senate was 1982. Governor Jim Blanchard, the Democrat wave. For 40 years, the Republicans controlled the Senate. That didn't happen in 2022. We were then subjected to a trifecta for the last 2 years, totally controlled by the Democrats here in the state of Michigan. Governor's office, Secretary of State, running the elections, handling the qualified voter files, the Attorney General going after Republicans, never going after Democrats, and a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate. They rammed so much stuff through, it was unbelievable. We've talked about it many times. Repealing right to work, reinstating certain bills that the Republicans had repealed, had stopped doing it. Prevailing wage law was reinstated. These gun laws were passed. One of them we were talking about today, the safe storage laws. All of these things, red flag laws, I mean, we can go on and on and on and on of what they passed. But they knew an election was coming November 5th of this year, 2024. They knew it was coming. They were smart enough to look forward to see what could possibly happen. The Democrats, the media, everybody tried to do everything they could to make sure Donald Trump was not the Republican nominee. They did everything they could to make sure that Donald Trump would not win on November 5th. Because they knew if he won, it was going to be a red wave to a certain extent. And it kind of was. In Washington, D.C., a very slim margin in the House of Representatives, now still controlled by the Republicans, Mike Johnson, the Speaker. I get text messages from him daily. But they also took the majority in the U.S. Senate. Chuckie Schumer is gone as far as being the Senate Majority Leader. Mitch McConnell didn't run for it. John Thune, moderate rhino from South Dakota, is the new Senate Majority Leader. Supports Donald Trump, supports his agenda. They're going to hit the ground running. But what happened in Michigan? We were the only state house in the country that flipped the majority from Democrat to Republican. You know why? Because a lot of people forgot about 2020. They felt the impact of 2022's election here in Lansing in Michigan. And they said, we got to get out and vote. Kamala Harris, the first woman of color, not a black woman, but a woman of color to be the first president? No. Sorry. Things were so much better under Donald Trump. We're voting for Trump. And they voted for the Republicans. And as a result, the Republican Party has a 58-52 majority starting in January in Lansing. So now what are they doing? All of these crazy bills that they've had lurking in their file cabinets are coming out. 100 bills in the House yesterday, 107, 100 today, 68 in the Senate yesterday, 50 today. And folks, we're only 2 days into this. We've got tomorrow and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. What kind of bills am I talking about? A ban on flavored vapes and menthol cigarettes. House Bills 6234 and 6235 were discussed but did not move out of the House Families, Children, and Seniors Committee. State licenses needing to sell nicotine showed up under House bills 6235, 6002, 6003, 6004, and 6005. Those did move out of the committee. I thought party stores, gas stations, people that sold cigarettes, I thought they already had to pay for a license. Evidently not, because now they got to pay $500 to do so. Unbelievable. And I got very, very simple question, folks. You do understand that if we had part-time legislature, none of this would be happening. None of this. For example, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing yesterday six bills that will now put electronic speed cameras in road construction zones and mandate that school buses must be outfitted with a camera system to catch those who speed around buses. You know, you're sitting behind a school bus. The lights are on, flashing. The little flapper stop sign is out. The kids are getting on or off the bus. Well, the bus driver wants to start moving forward. So they turn the lights off. They pull in the little flapper arm. And people go around the school bus. Why? Because the school bus takes off very slowly. You don't jerk the kids. You don't put it in third gear, rev up the gas pedal, and slide out the clutch and squeal your tires on a school bus. That's not what you do. So if you're taking off in the creeper gear to get the movement, the momentum of the bus moving, I have passed school buses. I look around, there's no oncoming traffic. No oncoming traffic. None whatsoever. The bus is starting to move. The kids are safe. They're going to the next stop. I go around the school bus. You know you're going to get a ticket because of cameras. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law yesterday. Construction zones. Don't you speed in construction zones. Because the camera will take your license plate picture and mail you a ticket. Big brother, folks. Six bills signed into law yesterday. Final segment of today's show. God willing, I can get through these last couple of bills and be done with this show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority. LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, a text message during the break from a former school bus driver part-time down in Redford Township. When we got our training for being a school bus driver, they taught us to turn off the lights and sit there for a couple of minutes, allowing the cars directly behind us lined up to pass the school bus, especially if they saw no oncoming traffic. That's what they would do. If there was oncoming traffic, well, then you go. But if there's no oncoming traffic, they literally taught us, the text message says, to sit there and allow the cars behind you as a courtesy to pass. Well, evidently, now you're going to get a ticket for it. Thank you to the Democrats. Unbelievable. Now, with regards to the construction zones, cameras are going to be put there in construction zones to enforce the speed limits in those areas. Of course, the Democrat, Will Snyder of Muskegon, he sponsored 4132. Oh, a Republican. He sponsored House Bill 4133. Maintaining Michigan roads is vital for our state's economic development and success. In order to accomplish this, we must first ensure that our road workers are safe while doing their jobs, the Democrat Snyder said. According to the Michigan State Police, more than 8,000 crashes and 24 fatalities occurred in work zones last year, 2023. Fixing our roads is a top priority in our state. We must protect the workers because they are on the front lines that make things happen, that make progress happen, the Republican Mueller said. Progress? Really, Mike? I'm going to put something out there that makes total sense because I experienced it personally while I was out traveling the highways and the byways of America when I was a truck driver. All road construction must be done after dinner. It's that simple. You get past dinner, rush hour traffic, everybody's getting home from work, everybody's sitting down to dinner. You make it so that they, the road workers, cannot start any road construction in the summertime until 7 o'clock at night. It's light out until 10, 10:30 anyway. And then what did they do? Solar-powered floodlights. These stadium lights, banks and banks of them with all kinds of batteries on a trailer were there in place. They flipped the switch on and lit it up like it was daytime. And they worked all night long on the highways. I saw it in many states, especially down south in Georgia, around Atlanta. Those lights were so bright, it was like daytime. Me and two other truck drivers maybe were on I-75, and that was it. There was no four-wheelers anywhere. There was no traffic. Why don't we do that, MDOT, here in Michigan? Why do you guys have to work during daylight hours? Why do you have to work while we are out trying to do commerce, trying to go to work, trying to take the kids to and from school? Why are you guys even out there? When I become governor, that is the first thing I'm going to do. No more road construction during the day. Well, actually, it's not going to be me. It's going to be the person that I'm supporting and endorsing for governor. They're going to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something, people. It's common sense things like that that would make things so much better. And you would not need bills like this and the money that's going to be spent on cameras to give us tickets in the mail because we sped in a construction zone. I can tell you right now, I've done it. Why? Because nobody's out there. The orange barrels are there. The speed limit signs, lowering it on I-75 down to 55 or 60 miles an hour while workers are present. What does that mean? Well, nobody's there, so they're not present. So that means 75 is okay? 70, 75 miles an hour is okay, right? Because there's no workers present. But you put one guy on a grader, you put one guy out there, now we have to do 45, 55, 60 miles an hour, whatever it is. And if you don't do it, if you speed, you're going to get a ticket in the mail. This is just so stupid. Regarding the school buses, real quick, all Democrats sponsoring them, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, will cause school buses to be outfitted with a camera system to catch vehicles that, ignore the stoplights, or while picking up and dropping off, immediately pass, there it is, passing the school bus. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? The lame duck continues today and tomorrow. We'll stay on top of it. We'll keep you informed. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the-